Hello, this is Sharon, and I'm bringing you the Pantograph for today, which is Wednesday, March 18th, 2020. We will begin on the first page of the paper with an article entitled, ISU Students Move Out as Classes Stay Online. Illinois State University announced Tuesday it will continue with alternative delivery of classes through the end of the semester and finals week as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. No decisions have been reached regarding spring commencement, according to ISU spokesman Eric Jome. The university has not received any reports of students, faculty, or staff testing positive for the coronavirus. We're trying to watch that very closely, he said. Illinois Wesleyan University said in a statement Tuesday evening that classes will resume Monday with remote instruction until at least March 27th. We are preparing to announce instructional plans for March 30th and beyond by the end of the week, according to his statement. The University of Illinois system announced Tuesday there would be no commencement ceremonies on its three campuses this spring. Initially, ISU extended spring break by 1 week and planned to switch from face-to-face instruction to online course and other alternative methods starting March 23rd until at least April 12th. However, in a letter to students, faculty, and staff, President Larry Dietz said Tuesday, "The fast-moving circumstances of the pandemic have caused us to extend that timeline. Students have been returning to residence halls since Sunday to retrieve books, clothing, and other items they needed for what they initially thought might be a few weeks. Now many will have to return to finish removing all of their belongings. We realize that some inconvenience," said Jome. "This thing has moved so quickly." Among factors leading to the decision to end classes on campus through the end of the semester were the governor's executive order closing eat-in restaurants and bars, actions by other universities, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommending against gatherings of 50 or more people. The University of Illinois system, Eastern Illinois University, and Southern Illinois University at Carbondale are among institutions canceling all or most in-person classes through the remainder of the semester. They're doing what is in their best interest to protect their students, and I know they are working very hard to come up with a remote teaching regimen they could push out to their students, said Normal Mayor Chris Coos. ISU is a major economic driver in the Normal Bloomington area, so that's going to be hurtful, but I respect their decision. While the economic impact of students leaving the area is unknown, Patrick Hoban, CEO of the Bloomington Normal Economic Development Council, said there will be an impact because they are both the customers and the workers for our local employers, especially those establishments closest to campus. With a student population of 21,000, campus is like its own community, with more people than 42% of the municipalities in the state, he said. I don't know if there's ever been anything like this. It's understandable, though, because I would rather do this for a semester than see what would happen if everyone got sick. But it's a hard pill to swallow, Hoban said. Coos said it's going to be like summer in Normal that started 2.5 months early. It will definitely have an impact on the community. The student population is a strong social and strong economic presence in the community, and we will miss that. Jome said the university realizes the latest action and others are incredibly disruptive to everybody's lives. He added, We're really trying to be part of the larger public health initiative to flatten the curve and slow the spread of COVID-19. Freshman Lainey Bennett, an English major from Rockford, said as she packed her car, "I think this has been blown out of proportion. I paid a lot for this, and I kind of want my money back." The message from Dietz said the university will make appropriate adjustments to student accounts for prorated housing and dining costs. More information is to be sent to the students by March 31st. "I think there was really no choice," said Carson Varner, a professor in the Finance, Insurance, and Law Department at ISU's College of Business. "Caution is in order. Therefore, the university has done the right thing. I think they did the right thing initially by extending spring vacation for another week and then having 2 weeks of teaching online. We'll continue teaching. I've taught courses online before. It won't be as good. I want to talk to the students. I want to see them, but we will not be able to do that," he said. "I'm hoping to give them a good educational experience in the second half of the semester. My colleagues are going crazy to do the same thing." "We've never faced anything like this," said the professor. "I like to think that we've got a little humility in so far as sometimes we humans think we rule the world, but there are other forces beyond us. We'll come together and work our way through this." Cindy Dunas, who was helping her son move belongings out of Watterson Towers Tuesday morning, said, "I think they've done a good job of having the students' health and best interest in mind." Luke Dunes, a freshman in criminal justice from Wonder Lake, said he was concerned about how his lab class in biology will be handled and said, "I'll have to see how it plays out." Caitlin Walsh, a freshman in elementary education from Chicago, said the situation has been pretty stressful. Her mother, Nancy Walsh, said, "I'm sad she doesn't get the satisfaction of completing her freshman year." Although the official announcement wasn't made until Tuesday afternoon, it was not entirely a surprise. Dietz had indicated in an interview last week that in-person classes could be delayed through the end of the semester. Based on the correspondence Varner has received from some of his students, he thinks they are coping with the change in the way their education is being delivered. "I think they are feeling pretty good under the circumstances. They're not going to get kicked out of school. They are going to get their credits. They are hoping for the best," said Varner. "I've gotten some very nice remarks back from the students. Stay well, take care of yourselves, and we're ready to go." The university will make decisions on a case-by-case basis for students who must remain on campus because of extenuating circumstances. Watterson Dining Commons will provide to-go meals only beginning on Wednesday. Young America Realty is continuing to offer temporary rent-free housing to students displaced by ISU's decision to close university-operated housing, said Andy Netzler, president of Young America Realty. The company is not offering any changes to lease agreements at this time. "It's just so challenging right now," said Netzler. "A lot of people have questions as to what does this mean and am I being forced out?" While he is uncertain how many students will choose to stay in Normal, Netzler said Young America offers great high-speed internet many students may find useful for completing online coursework. The company's staff are also closely following CDC recommendations in terms of disinfecting and cleaning, which Netzler said varies among different types of businesses.